Thank you. Time certainly is flying, isn't it? More so than you'd imagine, because when you're under the influence of a war, of terror upon you, constantly, daily, you know, then time seems to fly, because every day seems much the same as the last. It's a wartime scenario, and that's what it's intended to be, as the governments, in collusion, all like one system, basically, which they really are. Went into action to terrorize the public over a virus which kills less than 0.00 whatever, 1% of the population who are generally dying anyway. It's just really something else. But again, you know that there are many reasons for this whole agenda, and so much has to come out of this agenda, using COVID as a front, really, to bring in a new world order. And it's a world order, according to the World Economic Forum. The biggest corporate CEOs in the planet all attend it every year. And it isn't just an annual meeting. They have a massive bureaucracy. They pick future world leaders in every country, in all different areas of social management, basically. They pick them young and train them. And that's your so-called democracy. It's all trained by a super world state, you might say, a privatized group, who run their own economy, as far as, or at least they front for the economy, put it that way, too. Top bankers belong to WEF, and it's as free and independent, really, as the IMF is, and the World Bank, and all the rest of these organizations that were set up long ago by the private organization that ruled the British Empire at the time, the Milner Group, Lord Alfred Milner. And they set up all these front organizations to bring in world governance based on a form of British enterprise system, which really is a private enterprise system based in London, with a front parliamentary organization, which they all have to adopt in all the countries that belong to the Commonwealth. But in reality, the run, as Disraeli said long before that, Benjamin Disraeli, that you would never believe the real people who run the world behind the scenes. And that's so true, isn't it? And yet the same thing happening and coming out of the mouth, I should say, from Bernays, Edward Bernays, when he talks about the hidden influencers and the real power control, where it lay and so on, and who ran it. They're generally unknown to the general population. They move in circles that you'll never get into, in fact. And they almost move in separate travelling circles as well, were private jets and lots of other more advanced techniques perhaps too. But you're living in a reality that was designed for you to believe in, obviously. The first thing you must do to control population, just even one population, is to make sure that you give them the culture and the belief systems and everything else that goes along with it. And you must manage them very carefully. So it's worthwhile, as they know, to use the tax money from the public that they fleece to pay for it all. And with that kind of cash, of course, you can employ lots and lots of think tanks specialized in all areas of culture and management, behavior management and so on. And that's how we ended up as we are today. Pretty dumb, pretty stupid, really. Most folk are stupid. We are, you know. You're trained to be stupid. You're trained to believe that whatever comes out of the media, the mainstream newspapers or television now, of course, and the websites, must be the truth, because they're authorized to give you the truth, you see. Now, that statement itself would have caused laughter 40, 50 years ago. Because the people knew what mainstream media was, and they knew the moguls that owned and controlled them and the clubs they belonged to. People were pretty savvy back then. But no time at all, they've lost it all again, and right back to believing in it, as though it's... Because it's there, you see, it's like Wag the Dog, the movie. If it's on TV, it must be true. Very simple techniques, but they work very effectively. And so you're raised to be awfully naive, incredibly naive. Because only by being naive and having limited, really limited, I don't care how many years of education you get, really limited education, real facts and reality, and you're definitely starved of them. And you're given nonsense for reality and even for the past. The past is always getting remade by new history books, all the time. And Orwell touched on that too in 1984, as you all know. So yeah, you're in a real war, a war of terror upon you, and this is the new year. Eh? We'll just come into the real meaning of Silent Night, the movie. The movie, you might call it the movie, really is, but from the Christmas carol and the hymn, Silent Night. Because you had a lockdown over Christmas, pretty well all over the planet, not all of the planet, but in some of the countries anyway. And yeah, not always still, eh? Wasn't even still, because nothing could move, or you'd get arrested. If Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to live, they'd have been arrested for breaking a curfew and being on the streets after a particular time at night. The wise men would never have got there, eh? So, this is the new normal here, and you're just accepting it as though it's all quite natural, because you're afraid. No wonder you're afraid. I over the Christmas period, I just watched some clips that had been someone had put up from mainstream, from the television, from newsreels, and I was sent some little clips. And if I stay up in the middle of the night, sometimes I can actually watch them because my internet provider and of course the military, with the psyops and so on, and the cyber warfare guys that were in the paper recently, when they were actually allowed and given the orders to start attacking people like me and slowing down my speed, which is incredible what they're doing, by using my tax money to attack me and using the provider too that's in on it. Obviously they have to agree to attack certain people and allow you to be slowed right down until it takes 10 minutes to get up a newspaper page, just written page during the day. How's that, folks, eh? How's that? That's your freedom. You're in an amazing tyranny. We all are. But as I say, if I watched it, yeah, over the Christmas period, in the middle of the night, I get a little bit of a clip here. I couldn't believe the hyped terror and the voices that are really hyped and accelerated, exaggerated terror from the newscasters and these little clips they show you to terrify the public, right out of the SAGE organization in Britain too. And of course, the same in the US and Canada, where they actually gave out to the media the premises of how to really create more anxiety and to hype it all up for the public to make us comply. Now that's that's beyond sadism, folks. That's torture, eh? That's deliberate torturing of the public to get a preordained event through, which is your compliance and obedience to something that perhaps you shouldn't be so compliant about, as Aldous Huxley would have said. So we're living through an amazing time. Yeah, Silent Night indeed. And again, Canada too, and other countries as well. Churches, Christian churches are the attack. I mean, the main attacks of all this. Other faiths, they don't dare go near some of them because they've been elevated up into special status. But just basic Christianity are the easy to, and the cops are quite happy to go and arrest them, etc. Isn't that disgusting? Yeah. I hope people are taking names off these cops and all the rest of them, because you should blacklist them in your communities, in your areas and so on. You really should. They're supposed to be there to serve the people, not persecute them. This is Stasi time. This is the true Stasi system that you had in the East German Republic and of communism. Lots of stories about that, of course. But anyway, so here we are in the beginning of a new year of displayed basic terror. And as I say, Christmas Day, I was thinking about it. I did pull out the guitar out of that coffin that lay in since about 2010 or 12 or when it was. And I didn't know if I'd even play it to the time, but I got up in Christmas. I thought, well, I'll play a few new pieces that were rambling through my head that morning. And that's what came out. And I managed to get my fingers a little bit flexed, I think. Maybe forgive the playing, because it's been years. And the fingers don't like to comply, especially with arthritis. So I did my best, because that's all you can do right now, isn't it? Is try to do your best and get through this, because you're in a war, and the war is upon you. Your whole culture and way of living is getting moved into the next phase to suit the masters. It's the same. It's not a revolution of below. This is a revolution of the ones above you going into the next part of their revolution. They already owned us, basically, since at least before World War II, and definitely after World War II, and now it's rather prevalent now. They are really owned by organizations that are way above you, way above Parliament. And Parliament is only too happy to comply with their orders from above, as you well know. Very obvious, isn't it? And politicians have never had respect, politicians. You shouldn't have respect, because it's the worst kind of character who goes in to be a politician, and that's just the truth of it. You know, they said that in the 19th century in Britain. Many people did mention that. And again, Disraeli himself said that. He went into it too. But yeah, the worst characters have all become politicians. They're climbers. They don't want to work hard. They want to get the glory and the fame and all that. And they're basically psychopathic, because a politician that can lie to the public is not a decent person. He's not definitely not serving the public, anyone that can lie to the people. As glibly as these characters do. And years ago, they used to, I don't know if they still do, they used to go through the people who had run for politics in Britain and some countries like Canada, and a follow-up to them as well. And these characters had incredible resumes of bankruptcies galore, many different kinds of charges against them you wouldn't want to be involved in, and mainly financial and scams, because they're scam artists, really, which is what a lot of psychopaths tend to be. And unfortunately, it's a club, it's a parliamentary club and a governmental club. They'll obey their masters and do whatever they're told, and they have so much dirt on them anyway, they're quite happy to comply as long as the dirt isn't spilled and they can collect their big fat paychecks, you know. It's better than working for a living, isn't it? And that's where we are with all this too. People are talking about saving this and saving democracy. We never had democracy. And don't kid yourself from the left wing either that you've got Antifa and Black Lives Matter, again, funded by the same sources and with supposed communists at the top of them. Don't kid yourself that they're fighting for democracy either. They're not. No, they're just told to go out at the right time and do what they're and paid to do it. The ones at the top, anyway, are quite happy to do it, because the masters at the top are quite happy to get rid of them too if it suits them, just as they create them just as easily. It's just as easy they can eradicate them too. That's what happens in this world. You're used and abused, and that's it. Just like soldiers in warfare. The only time people get in respect, general people, and men especially, for the last 100 years has been when they put a uniform on for war to supposedly save the country that often isn't really in need of being saved, at least going out by going overseas. But that's what you get. They get respect, and suddenly they're important, And as soon as it's over, they're discarded again, and it's like trash, you know. And that's the truth of it. That is the truth of it. You all know that. Hang in there. Don't panic. Help each other out. You've got to have little systems to help each other out when things get worse. Don't sit and wait for it happening. Make sure you have your little supply lines, you know, worked out in advance, and folk will help each other out. So even alternate ways of communication if things get really, really bad. But you'll definitely all need each other as we all go through this long-term war scenario. It's a long-term war scenario. And if they get their way, it's to be a different society after 5 or 6, maybe even 10 years down the road when we come out of all, into a different system, which will be the normal, the new normal. So, and don't give up, folks. Don't give up. You're still ticking along, and you're kicking along, and you're thinking. And you don't have to just give up and say, oh, that's the end of it. No, not at all. Evil has to be faced straight on. Don't turn the other cheek, and don't ignore it and say, well, it's too negative to me survive. I've got to look at the positive all the time. Well, the positive has to look at the negative, or you won't have positive to look out for eventually. The positive only is positive when you start fighting the negative, folks, and accepting it, then fight it. That's how you get to the positive. But ignoring it won't help. It still comes up behind you like an express train, whether you want to see it or not. That's the truth of it. So remember, you're all precious, and you all have. If you only understood your rights, and you only understand that you have as many rights, just as many rights as all those ones at the top who are demanding you live the way they're telling you to live, you have the same right to say, no, I'll live the way I want to live. You really do.
Thank you.